Now, David, there is a brand new film called His Three Daughters. It's out on Netflix. It just landed yesterday. So it's from writer and director Azael Jacobs, okay? And it's basically the story of three girls and their three sisters, and it's their relationship and their dynamic in the few days leading up to their father's death.
Oh, wow.
Okay,
oh, wow.
So it's, as you can imagine, it's a very intense time for them, and it just explores kind of their relationship with each other, their relationship with their father, the sisterly dynamic. It's a very emotional film. So if anyone's going to watch it, just be ready for the emotions.
Trigger warning, but it comes with subjects of grief and losing someone,
exactly. But can I just say, it's absolutely stunning. Like, it is a really, really gorgeous film, and I think it's very relatable because it's, you know, we all have families and we all have those dynamics with our siblings. So I think it's something that everyone can relate to. And as I said, I did catch up with Carrie Coon and Elizabeth Olsen. It also stars Natasha Lyonne. Now, I didn't speak to her, but I talked to Carrie Coon and Elizabeth Olsen, and here's the chat. Congratulations on His Three Sisters. I watched it on Saturday. What an emotional roller coaster. So we see Rachel, Katie, Christina kind of grapple with each other and themselves in what's an emotional few days as their father's health deteriorates. And I wanted to know, for you guys, it is an emotional roller coaster. And what was it about the story that made you want to get involved?
It felt very realistic to me. It didn't feel like a movie in a way. The relationships were so clearly defined, and the structure of the film was so deft. Aza has done something really, I think, deceptively simple, wherein the audience experiences the sisters, that the sisters get complicated to each other as the audience is sort of realizing they're not dealing with stereotypes, they're dealing with actually much more complicated women. And so the experience of the sisters mirrors the experience of the audience, and it was just so well crafted.
Mm-hmm. It was absolutely stunning. And what I felt was, it is, as Carrie said there, it is very relatable, you know, because in each family, each member has a different role. Like, for me, growing up, I was always the worrier in my family. And I was wondering for both of you, what was your role in your families growing up?
I'm a bit of a hybrid. I'm definitely an oldest. I'm the middle of five siblings. And so I give a lot of advice, but I operate as an oldest, like, controlling oldest sister, but I also operate as sort of a harmonizing middle child, where I can hear how everybody's mishearing each other and I'm trying to bring them together. So I'm both.
Yeah. I'm a bit of a active participant doer. But then I also choose many opportunities to become as small as possible. And that's where I really, you know, drew from for Christina. I was trying to take up as little space as possible.
She's very sweet in the film. And for you two, there were scenes where you kind of spoke your own language. And I was trying to figure out, was that backslang that you were speaking?
What was it?
It was like a kind of like pig Latin, but not quite.
But that's what they call it.
But it wasn't
that.
Exactly that. And I had to rewrite it because the way he wrote it in the script, it didn't make sense.
Yeah, the rules were inconsistent.
Yes, and I had to drill down to the rules and then rewrite it. It's very Katie thing.
And that was
to do.
One of the ways I asked Oz, I think, in a way to not connect us, but to say, you know, I'm just realizing this for the first time, that I was like, oh, does this work for Carrie? Or is there a way that Carrie wants to do, you know, is there a restructuring of how we speak? Because I don't know the rules yet. I can't quite understand if there's another thing that Carrie spoke growing up.
Oh, let's do that.
Yeah.
No, didn't know any secret languages. Not that
me neither.
Yeah.
Because we used to speak this thing called backslang, which I still don't even really understand myself. And I think we just used to make it up. And when I heard you guys speak like that, I was like, are they speaking backslang like we used to when we were kids?
Oh, that's cool it's cool that that was something you related to as well. I think a lot of people will.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. I think there's so much that I relate to in the film, and honestly, it's emotionally raw. It's incredible, and congratulations on it. So thank you for chatting to me today.
Thank you.
There we go. That was Carrie Coon and Elizabeth Olsen. They're in a brand new film called His Three Daughters, which is available to watch on Netflix now. David, did you speak backslang when you were younger?
I'm not speaking at all at the moment. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Okay.
Backslang. Yeah. What on earth is that?
I'm gonna have to.
Is that the one where they go if it get you a walk it down at the sheep at the,
kind
to the
like
shop.
That.
Yeah,
like that
didn't make sense to me. I swear people were just trying to have conversations and leave me out of them.
And that's what the girls do in the film. But I did also speak to Azael Jacobs, who was the director. He's the writer and the director. And I wanted to know a little bit about where he got the inspiration from. I just spoke to Carrie and Elizabeth there about the film. I watched it on Saturday, and I described it for me, it was like an emotional roller coaster, but in the most stunning way. Like, it's a really gorgeous film to watch. And I just wanted to know the story itself. Where was the inspiration from that from?
I'm very close with my parents, and something that seemed so far away for most of my life was very suddenly very upfront and very close, but also far away enough that I knew that I had a window of time to talk about this feeling and kind of go to places that I was both fearing and hoping for through this, you know, experience of letting go of my parents. And so that's what got me sitting down and trying to bring this thing of filmmaking, which I love, into this experience that's been extremely painful.
There we go. That there was Azalil Jacobs, who is the writer and director of His Three Daughters, which is available to watch on Netflix now.